Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Time to be honest. Have you at any time in the past week said, I'm tired? Are you so tired you can barely bend over and lace up your Velcro shoes? When my son was in first grade, I was overwhelmed with a feeling of great importance when it came to my job. One night, I brought home a briefcase full of assignments, deadlines, and assorted charts and sat down to work. There was nothing brief about this case. My six-year-old son sat at the dining room table digging disgusting things from between table leaves with a fork. Dad, what you doing? He asked. I explained that I had so much to do there weren't enough hours in the day. He said, they should put you in a slower group. Well, this slower group would be nice, wouldn't it? The group we're in is anything but slow. More than half of North American adults claim to be stressed out. Almost half of all sick days taken in the UK are stress-related. Busyness is sucking the joy from our lives. Where's the pause button? I love cordless phones, but sometimes I wish someone would invent a phoneless cord. Others insist that we've arrived. Look at us. Technology, industry, commerce, all bursting at the seams. We now have a smart mirror that scrolls news headlines while you shave or dry your hair. A microwave connected to the internet that scans food labels and cooks dinner to perfection. A smart sprinkler equipped to download weather reports and adjust accordingly. But have we arrived? I wonder. If we've arrived, how come my elevator just stopped at all 16 floors without anyone getting on? At home the other day, I opened a can of tomato soup and the lid fell in. Is this progress? We've got a spaceship scheduled to land on Mars by the end of the decade, but we can't get the little red string on the Band-Aid to work right. We can get from here to Los Angeles, but we can't get across the street to greet a new neighbor. We have bigger houses and smaller families, more money and less time. We buy more things and enjoy them less. We've added years to our lives but sucked the life from our years. We talk too much but seldom listen. We have sacrificed better for bigger, peace for noise. We're more connected and more lonely. We have more conveniences and more counselors. We have wider roads and fewer carpools, more information but less knowledge, taller buildings and shorter tempers. We drink too much, drive too fast, laugh too little, and sleep too seldom. We've doubled our incomes and the divorce rate, too. We're stealing time from those who love us and giving it to those who don't. Our schedules are full. Our lives are empty. If this is progress, who needs it? Well, I say we redefine what progress looks like. And let's start in Philippians 1, 9, and 10, where the writer says, "And this is my prayer for you, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Jesus Christ." That's real progress, isn't it? Growing in grace, beginning to better understand and reflect God's love, discerning His best for us, and walking with Jesus all the way home. You know, another verse is Micah 6:8, "And what does the Lord require of you? That you act justly, that you love mercy, and that you walk humbly with your God." Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with some stuff, but use it to measure our worth, our value, ourselves, and we're left exhausted, burned out. It's not too late to join a slower group along the pathway to joy. And now, go make someone's day.
Have you heard of our bi-monthly magazine, Truth and Life? It's the perfect blend of humor, biblical insight, and Christian encouragement with articles from Phil Calloway, Dr. John Neufeld, and others. This year, we're adding a Bible study in each issue to help you dive deeper into God's Word. Subscribe today and get the next issue mailed directly to your home. Visit laughagain.ca or call 1-800-663-2425 to subscribe. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.